Draymond Green. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studio on 95.7 The Game.
We'll see.
We're back. It's a crossover. Lubman in for Shasky. Steiny and Goo here. What's up, boys?
What's up, man? Little League World Series. Yeah.
That's where we're starting, huh?
All right.
Oh, I know.
LLWS.
Well, I guess we're going to go down that road.
Go Warriors.
New Jersey and Pennsylvania got a big showing today. Steiny, I know you're locking in on that, right?
Oh.
I don't pay attention to that.
I figured. Well, you were holding out for a Petaluma Chinese Taipei. I know that's the matchup you like to see.
Coming out strong.
Yeah.
Well, I got to be honest, Steiny kind of irritated me at this most recent break.
What happened?
So. We were Spinone and I were recording a commercial spot, and we were so close to getting it right when Matt Steinmetz, he of what 30 years of professional radio experience
with an Emmy,
kicks the door open, shuffles around while we're recording.
Oh my.
Go Warriors!
Knocks on the door first as loud as possible, and then no one says anything, and then he just goes in.
That's incredible.
And so we had to start all over.
Did he apologize? But
he did.
No, he actually felt really bad in the moment.
He shared it with me, so I know.
But it's one of those scripts where it's not a script. Like I have to go 30 seconds.
Ad lib
off the cuff.
Jay-Z.
So I was going great. I was in, you know how you're doing those reads and you're in the zone, and then I wasn't, and then I lost it. Yeah. I lost it.
Steiny. I'm not actually mad at you, Steiny, but it's a funny thing we can laugh about. So
I'm glad you're not mad. I
know that was going to keep you up all night tonight. So
well, you know what? The next one you do might be better.
Right. Yeah, you know what? That's
and
you know what?
You'll be better.
You'll be loose.
Yeah, that's true.
You'll be loose coming up after the show. Hey, how about those young Niner players?
Man. They were loose, didn't they? Yeah. Huh?
I got a new man crush.
Oh boy, Devers.
Scribbling. Dude, Devers. The tennis hands. Like, you know how big your hands are? Steiny has some mitts. I always told him that.
No, he does. He's a point guard. He needs
to. Can you palm a basketball?
No. I don't have large hands.
I cannot.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, that dude, I'm just saying, it's preseason, but it looks like he knows what he's doing with those mitts, man.
Does he, for me, and Chasky disagreed with me on this, but I don't see Juwan Jennings. No, that makes good radio. Yeah. I get it. I do see a little Michael Crabtree in his game. He's bigger, though, and more athletic than Michael.
I love comps.
But when he gets the ball, like, and attacks it, that's what Crabtree used to do. Now, he's not the diva. Okay. Everyone thinks Michael Crabtree, they go diva. He's not that. I mean, I'm hoping he's not. We don't really know him yet. But that's what I see.
Can I give you one that the boss gave me last night that made me tingle? You guys tell me.
Jerry Rice.
Dez Bryant.
I knew we were going to do this today.
I told him last night, it's preseason. I'm just saying I like what I see. That's all.
It's a fair time to be excited. Be excited and hopeful. I mean,
that's the fun.
It's preseason. Hope's supposed to spring eternal here in the preseason. And the 49ers right now, they're looking like these young guys. I think the reason why you could feel so excited, Guru, and we talked about this with Vern Glenn.
Vern.
It feels like the rookie class, this year's rookie class, the draft that we were all pissed off about because none of the picks fit our consensus. This rookie class already feels like it's leapfrog last year's rookie
class. Jack Jones came in for, who was it, Green?
Yeah. We haven't even played a regular season game yet, and I feel better about this rookie class than last year's rookie class. Are we getting ahead of ourselves? Maybe, but at the same time, I have to use my eyes and make judgments.
Well, when's the last time a offensive skilled player flashed to the point that Stribling has? It's been a while to get excited. Honestly, Ken got on my ears. Like, it might have been Trey Lance when he had that touchdown pass once upon a time.
Yeah,
Trey. It was a Danny Gray he connected with on that one, right?
I'll never forget. Evan and I were at the Pirate game against the Giants, and he threw that
pass. I remember why. Yeah, I cut that play.
But Steiny, at the end of the day, you got to catch that ball to get a touchdown. I mean, what does it all mean if you can't get the touchdown? I mean, come on.
What are you even talking about?
Stribling
bomb.
The ball.
Okay. Stribling is going to be a good player, but we were more upbeat about Bosa, right? As a second overall pick.
Well, yeah, that's on the defense.
I was more familiar with him too, though, Steiny. We kind of expected that.
Well, okay. What about a guy like Ayuk, who didn't get off to a great start here, but then after his second or third year, he started putting up a thou. But no, this guy's kind of come out right away.
Yeah,
and it almost looks like, and I think he's in a different spot because the 49ers, they need him.
Yeah.
He's kind of like Lendeborg. They're going to get an opportunity to play.
No doubt.
But here's the thing. Like, Stribling's going to get more of an opportunity to play than some of the other guys who were before him because there's an opening now.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Pajemski and Kuminga. You know, Pajemski happened to play a position that they didn't have a lot of good players, so he got more time. Stripling's going to play this year.
Yeah. No doubt.
Because Pearsall's hurt. Ayuk's not around. Mike Evans may not be able to stay healthy. So I do think that this guy's going to have a good year.
Well, and I think that's the adjustment factor, too. And Steve Smith Sr., you guys probably played the sound earlier in the week when he was talking about Stripling. You know, he's going to be going up against a lot of corners that are going to be like their third or fourth guys, not the number ones, because that's what Mike Evans is there for. He's going to get the attention of all those top dogs. And what can you do against those other ones that might be a little bit lesser in talent than guys like, you know, we're looking at in Seattle, Devin Witherspoon, obviously.
Got all that
Reek,
money.
Reek Woolen's not there anymore. And obviously, you look at the Los Angeles Rams, I mean, they got McDuffie and Watson.
That's filthy.
It is.
I will say this, and again, it's only preseason, so my partner's like, don't come in here and say, he didn't say it, but I'm feeling like, oh, he's Jerry Rice. Nah. But third down conversions is preseason, and Purdy hit him. But can I just share something? Partner, don't get mad. On the thread last night, Snotty goes, I can't find the game at 5. I go, partner, it starts at 7. Oh, and can you share with us how irate you were at the 7 o'clock start.
Oh, no.
I was in my room.
He's taking off his glasses. He's mad.
Before you get started, Steiny, I already agree with you.
Oh.
So let me get this straight. The NFL thinks so little of its players, its coaches, its fans, that they're going to play a game in the preseason at a time that they will never play a game during a regular season. There is never a 7 o'clock start on the West Coast.
Correct.
Once the season starts in earnest, why would you play a game at 7 p.m. when you will not play a game at 7 p.m. for the rest of the season, or quite frankly, any season? Any season. There's not a 7 o'clock local game.
Well, I agree.
The years past there was.
Well, some of the Monday night football.
No, it's been a staple. Yeah.
No, they're not doing it anymore.
It's been a while.
The 49ers have a Monday night football game. It starts at 5:30.
No, some of the double headers have been 7 o'clock starts, but
not anymore. But they're not doing that anymore.
They haven't done it for a while. No, to your point. Like, no, I'm in agreement with you just because, like, morning show people, we got to be up, you know, at, like, 3:30 in the morning. So, like,
there was a 5 o'clock game, Stoney. It was Raiders and
that's
Texans. Yeah, that makes sense.
That's all there should be. 7 o'clock kickoff is reserved for two schools. Fresno State on a Saturday night, and then Hawaii Hila.
Hawaii will sometimes start at 8:59.
Yeah, look at that. I'm like, damn.
I like those San Jose State late night.
I love it. CBS Sports Network. Oh, those are super fun games to watch.
That's why when the Pac-12 went kapoo, I was like, no.
You know what sounded?
It's like 5:45, Spadone. I'm like, okay, lots of Niners. It's like, no, it starts at 7:05. I'm like, night.
No, it's ridiculous. Like, honestly, for whatever reason, a 7 o'clock football game on the West Coast is later than an 8 o'clock game on the East Coast.
Mm, thank you.
It sounds like
Stan. Nice
math.
You get it.
I'm going to school in Miami. I went to a lot of Saturday night football games that started at 8 o'clock, and those were always really fun games. It just felt normal. But then last year, you know, or a couple years ago, when Miami came out to play Cal for a 7:30 start, it's like, what are we doing 7:30 on a Saturday night, and this game still hasn't kicked off yet? Like, what are we doing here?
Exactly. Sounds like you guys need to get something off your chest. And you can do that starting Monday on the Morning Roast. We are giving you a chance to sound off on whatever you want.
That's awesome.
The Sound Off. Call 628-400-9880 and leave a voicemail sounding off on whatever is bugging you, sports, life, etc. And tune in 8 a.m. every morning again, starting on Monday, and see if your Sound Off gets played. 628-400-9880. And I think if you're a host, you can also do that if you want, Stein. If you're pissed off about something, call in.
I'm using
you too, Goo, please.
Yep, no doubt. I knew it.
Well, I know what Goo's rants are like on the phone.
Well, if it's Pirates related, we'll
especially
take it.
Especially if it's on Mother's Day.
Yeah,
are they
that
done?
Was great.
One of my
done?
Favorite moments of you, by the way, Goo.
Yeah, right on.
Got me yelling on Mother's
Day. Can I give you just, nobody asked, but if you say, Goo, what's the number one Niner question? And I want a case study on what is Bosa going to be and how healthy. It's consuming my thoughts. Even last night, he didn't play. All I'm thinking about is, man, where is he and what is he going to be?
It is the big mystery, Goo. And again, we know Bosa's never been the guy to play in the preseason. We know he's a guy that takes care of his body. He did not rehab with the 49ers this year, which I think is a good thing, all things considered, about what we know with the 49ers and how guys rehab their injuries around them. Ricky Pearsall on line one. To be honest, Goo, and maybe you could play the hashtag Homer card on me right here. I'm going in it right now that I'm trusting that Bosa is going to be as ready as he could possibly be for week one. And that's all you really can do. You just got to trust that when he steps on the field, he's going to be ready to go. All indications right now is that he is. But if you're in, I need to see it to believe it mode, I'm not going to shake a stick at you for being like that.
Is it just me, Spadoni?
It's not. And you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. It's the crossover. Spadoni and Lubman in for Shasky along with Steiny and Goo coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. That is still my major question mark right now for this team.
It's heavy.
Is the defensive line and just getting to the passer. And Romello Height, he hasn't flashed as much when it comes to the edge rush aspect of this. They desperately need someone to get to the quarterback. How many sacks did they have last year?
They were last.
Historically awful. Mm. They cannot be as worse as they were last year.
Man.
Clee Ferrell was their leading sack getter after Bosa went down. I don't even know where that guy is. Is he even on a team? Like, that was the guy you had as your sack leader last year. Bryce Huff, who had to retire.
47.
Exactly. Is he, like, doing security somewhere? I have no idea. Like, those were that Keon White they made a trade for. So, this is all great. We're talking about the depth of wide receiver. Kalon Blackshine. We'll see with the running backs. And then maybe the secondary. But the defensive line, you need to get to the quarterback in this league. Sam Darnold at times is too comfortable.
Stafford.
And if you don't get Stafford, you're just going to get picked apart. Especially Devontae and Puka. And you know what they have defensively now. So, there's a lot there.
Still a preseason.
That was the deepest breath I've ever heard of.
You're not wrong.
Are we overreacting to preseason? Is that what we're doing?
No.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Not at all.
No. I don't. In a way, I don't think there's any.
It's bigger than preseason.
What does that mean? It's actually not.
Is Bosa going to be healthy for the regular season?
I thought we were talking about the guys who played last night.
Oh, well, okay, can do that.
I haven't seen him flash a lot, like rushing the pass. Garrett Is that Wallow. A problem?
I mean, we've really only seen the one play from Romello. That was the stunt he did with Jaden Duggar.
Garrett Wallow was just
hitting dudes hard last night.
I saw him
that
on
dude
the TV.
Was on a mission to create pain. I loved it.
Yeah, they look good.
Hey, your boy's returning to Boston today. Did you see that?
My boy is returning to Boston.
Come on.
Who are we talking about? Your favorite player? Baseball.
Rafi.
Giants are in Boston. That's must watch.
That's must watch. Getting booed.
Yeah. We taking bets. He's getting booed.
So,
I don't think he should, though. I don't think he should get booed. He won a World Series.
There was animosity all out the yin-yang when he left.
Yeah, they got rid of that animosity. His name was Alex Cora.
We'll see tonight.
He's gone.
Lutman, I expect boos.
So, again, I told Spinoni last segment, I texted our friend Jermaine Wiggins of WEEI.
That's our guy.
Hester,
my hip-hop guy.
And I texted him, I was like, what's Rafi walking into? And he's like, a lot of boo birds.
No
doubt.
All right.
And then, but I'm excited to see if we get Marcelo Mayer as well this weekend. Yeah. I mean, you said on over the weekend that he could make his debut as early as Thursday. Thursday has come and gone, and still nothing has happened there. So I don't know what's going to happen. I'm expecting a notification at any point, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this. We talked about it earlier, and I want to ask, you two are fathers here. You've done back-to-school nights, I'm assuming,
sure.
In the past.
The best.
Not the best. I mean, but they had it scheduled yesterday.
Sometimes I missed them.
Well, no, I have two, but I couldn't miss this one.
Okay.
They have one at 5:30. And you guys know me, I'm locked in on that first preseason game for obvious reasons. I wanted to watch Fernando, wanted to get that, but I'd be at school.
Good man.
Am I? Because deep down, I really didn't want to go to that back-to-school night for a preseason game. Do I got problems? Is there something wrong with me
that I did not
want to go to watch a preseason football game, Steiny? Should I feel bad as a parent for that?
No, but you should feel bad if you moped your way through the parent teacher.
I didn't know. Okay. I was a big boy.
As long as you put on a fake face,
okay,
then there's a maturity there that you should be proud of.
Okay. Thank you.
Too many young men won't watch the game, and then they'll go to the parent teacher thing and ruin it for everybody. So you didn't do that. So I consider you a grown up.
You like the teacher?
No, yeah, Mrs. O is her name.
Because we've had some bad ones.
No, I like her. I like this teacher a lot because you know what she said? It's like, I'm from the old school, and I appreciate and I accept kids like, you know, having a hard time, and this is a generation of being very big on feelings, right? Like, a lot of kids have big feelings and giving them their space and their corners and time. She's like, I understand that. I have a patience level, but I'm also a big believer and let's work past that. Let's work through it. You can cry a little bit, but we're going to move on. And not to dismiss you, but you need to get over it at some point.
I love it.
I was like, oh, Mrs. L, you're speaking to me right now. She's from the old school, Steiny. You got to love that.
She could be a little tougher even, I think.
Oh, a little tougher.
If I were ever a preschool,
a little bit tougher look like on top of that?
One rule would be no tears.
Okay.
No crying at all.
You can't come into the room with
tears. Johnson and Johnson.
First grade we're talking about.
You're fired. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was kindergarten.
What's the difference? What?
You got to leave your tears at the door.
Did you guys have tough, like you have multiple kids. So like I'm going through this right now. Firstborn, the son, like, very difficult. A lot of stuff, like didn't want to leave mom.
Yeah.
Didn't want to leave dad. Very hard. Second one, boom, gone. My friend's right there. Don't need to say goodbye. No tears, nothing. It's like he didn't even exist. Isn't that the best?
It is.
Nothing? No? No? What do you got?
I don't have much.
Okay.
I don't have much on it.
And I want to ask Lubman a question.
Okay, that's fine. I'm going to give Guru an answer. I need to talk to the dads here. You guys were fine.
I'm just kind of sitting back and just be like, oh, wow, I guess it's the future I have to look forward to.
I'm just trying to, you know, talk to this wise sages that are, you know, parents multiple times
gifted
over.
Parenthood.
Graduates for college. Yeah. And you guys just don't want to help me out at all with any tips and tricks. It's fine.
It's cool. Study did give you advice. The teacher's not tough enough.
Yeah, I'd go to Dibley.
Oh, okay.
He's a, you know, self-proclaimed expert on parenting. He's got one your age.
He does.
He's got others my kid's age. So he's really, he's seen it all. I go to
Will
Dibley.
Or two.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
No?
Who's got a lot of kids?
No, I said sure.
Thank you.
No, I was just going to ask Lubman.
And
I'm being real with this because I've been in your shoes and I'm just curious, like, you're young, single, got the hair, the locks.
That's pretty cool.
Do you think about having kids? Like that day? Do you just like,
sure, yeah.
Sometimes there's driving or whatever.
There's a lot
doing.
Of other things I need to kind of check off before we get there. You know, but it's crossed my mind of what it would be like, you know. But I'll be honest, sorry guys, but I listened to some of you guys talk about parenthood. It's just like, you know what? I'm in no real rush for it. Like all six of you guys here, all the dads here at this station, just make parenthood seem so stressful. I'm not going to lie.
No, it is.
It's a natural stress.
It is. You have to be stressed out. Yeah. If you're not stressed out, that means you're not probably caring enough as a parent.
Yeah, but that's part of it, you know. Now, there'll be a fun bridge to cross one day, but you know, yeah. The moment the thought does, okay.
You'll be a good dad.
But
I got a
question for you three dads here. Since you had to meet a teacher last night, have you guys ever been in a back to school night and you're listening to the teacher talk and you're just like, oh wow, this teacher sucks.
Oh well, no.
do you judge the teachers while you're there listening? Because I mean, I feel like that's a part of it, right?
Not sucks, but I have been a part of some where they're clearly very unprepared, and I'm like that does give me pause. Like, are you? Like prepared to like teach my child on a daily basis.
No doubt.
If you're not even preparing for this meeting very well. Now I get it. Like we're sometimes unprepared at this job. So I have to give people their leeway, but these people
are not educating people.
But
though.
To your point though, Sam, and this is where you don't like have like the experience, but you're taking care of my child, especially a young child. I take that very seriously.
No, absolutely. Yeah. You're leaving your child with a human stranger, basically.
Yeah, no, that's exactly.
And be into it.
Yes. Yeah. Well, especially at the like kindergarten, first grade, second, like these are the building blocks. So it's a cliche, but these are the building block years that are going to sustain them going forward. Into
you
got to
lay the foundation for what you're going to build up later.
So yes, there are some teachers that I roll my eyes at. I'm sure Steiny and Goo can agree there at times.
I'm very tough on teachers because both my parents were teachers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But usually the teachers are fine. You know, when I have experienced issues where I'm like, oh no, this is not going to be a good year. Sometimes when you meet your kid's soccer coach, like my kids have had 15 soccer coaches over the years, and you just know right off the bat who they're going to like playing for and who they're not.
Is it because you know that?
Oh, I know that.
You know that?
What's what's the soccer coach have to do where you're just like, all right, we got a good one here versus year after it's like, oh yeah, we need to get a new coach in on this one.
It has to do with what Spadoni was talking about, like preparation.
Yeah.
If you just get up in front of the group and just after 5 minutes and you start rambling, you're like, they're not really here to make a presentation.
Yeah.
They're not. I'd like to see them more organized.
Kids,
you know what I mean?
Kids too will eat you alive. Like man. This age, it's a little easier. Like to, you know, rank, like you could be like the top dog, but I'm talking like once you get to high school. And I went to an all-guys Catholic high school.
Yikes.
No, we smell blood in the water. Like, that is a thing. I don't know if you... Did you go to a Catholic high school?
Yeah, it was co-ed, though.
It was co-ed, though. But, like, you smell blood in the water if someone's weak at all and you pounce. And I'm not saying that proudly. You just do. There's just a lot of testosterone.
I'll be honest, when I was in high school, that's what we did to substitute teachers.
That's exactly what happened. Yeah, so you got to have a presence is what we're saying. Kind of like as a radio host, you got to have a presence.
Mm. We try to.
What are you guys talking about today, by the way, huh?
Whatever Guru runs. And we got a guest, Lorenzo Neal.
Lolo, nice.
The hair. I got to ask him about the hair.
Did you go to Turkey for that?
I'll ask him.
No, I thought he was, or maybe.
No, he let it grow out.
No, is that what it was? Because he was bald by choice. No doubt. Which I actually think is commendable. Yeah. Well, what do you mean, I'm fading away right now. I'm talking about.
You got a head full of lettuce.
No, I mean, I need to go overseas. Might need to go.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Hopefully I can get it sponsored by Turkish Airlines or something.
Hey, as long as you're able to finish the read before someone opens the door.
I got
to
give Pasta credit. That little video thing, that's taken off where all the hosts ask the different questions.
Risotto does really good with these videos, man. That's
pretty damn dope, man. Rich Aurelia, contact.
Yeah, I got a bone to pick with you and Bonte, though, and your pronunciation of Mariano Rivera.
Oh.
Mariano.
Spadoni,
Spanish name. Not A.
I should have picked Sparky Lyle. That's who I should have picked.
Sparky.
Cy Young Award winner as a closer.
Oh.
Back in the mid-70s.
Yeah, that's decent.
And Butch was the only one. It's like one answer, Butch. He gave like three answers. Well,
he can't follow
it's
the prompt.
It's one answer.
But what I get, guarantee you, all of your answers were incorrect in his eyes.
Right. Well, we actually had two in common.
That treatment, so.
Have a good show, guys, and enjoy the weekend.
You too.
I'll see you Monday, Goose. Steiny, I guess I won't see you. Enjoy your time off.
Thank you.
Great job all week. You did a hell of a job calling for Shasky.
Thank you, guys.
And Shasky will be back Monday. Brought to you by Free Home Bank. Here for you, here for good.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
What?
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, get out of here now.
Tony.
All right. You talk a minute.
I got to insert. Hold on.
Oh boy.
All right, we're ready.
All right, here we go.
Yep.
How's everybody doing out there?
If we had a timesheet, we would put extra time for that, right? That morning crossover.
Yeah, you know, for all you, you know what?
I'm sorry, that's how my mind works.
We were on this yesterday, and I may as well start out the show this way. All you ñaños out there that think we work 4 hours a day, well, quietly, this is going to be a 4.5 hour job.
Yeah.
Got to come in here at 10:15. We don't leave till 2:15.
But we got Evan back.
It's the longest day of the week for us. Yeah. And
we got E back. Evan. Was that real or that was a drop?
It was a drop.
Oh.
Shut up, Evan. Yeah. All right, go ahead. How great.
Hey.
1-2 in rookie of the year voting, right? Stribling and K-Line Live.
See, this is stick, but you really mean it. No, I just like what I see from Stribling. And I'll say this about Kyle and this position. Outside of Brock Purdy, obviously the Trey Lance thing was a debacle. I didn't know who Brandon Ayuk was when it was announced. I wasn't familiar with his game. But I became a fan. He got paid. And he's shown something. Then you follow up with Ricky Pearsall. Obviously, right now, it doesn't look good because of the health or lack of. But he was dynamic, I thought, in the NFL when he played. And now it just looks like this guy from Mississippi, Steiny, might have what we're hoping Yaxo has. Obviously, I was more familiar with Yaxo than I am Stribling, but it's just fun to see. Man, Brock might have a new weapon, and you're right. He's going to get an opportunity. That's where it starts, man.
Yeah, I mean, look, Stribling and Black looked good last night. Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. Black
Four
runs
yards
hard.
A pop for Black.
Black runs hard. And, you know, to my way of thinking – well, let me ask you this.
Okay.
When you think of Kyle Shanahan, I'll just ask you instead of answering it myself.
Well, you get that from me.
Do you think he's a coach that loves rookies?
Ooh. I'm a pull a Steiny. I'm 50. I'll say no.
Yeah, I don't. You know, I think he can be tough on rookies, and so that's kind of the only thing that's tempering you know, my optimism about what happened last night is I do think Shanahan's got a little Kerr in him. And when push comes to shove, he always tends to lean toward what he knows and what he knows he can rely on. And so the question I have as it relates to Black is, let's say Black's pretty good.
Yeah.
How much is he going to run the ball?
That
if McCaffrey's healthy? How much does he run the ball if McCaffrey's healthy?
That's great. And I got to tell you, I still don't understand why Brian Robinson Jr. Didn't get more touches or was utilized more when they ran McCaffrey in the ground. Obviously, he's a vet. But you are right. Like, is that going to be something on the Kyle Shanahan need to improve list to where he spells McCaffrey? But I think of Kerr with some rookies like Wiseman, regardless if it was right or wrong, he got the start right away, right? It didn't work out. But you said it in the crossover with the fellas. There's a demand because Pearsall's out. We don't know what to expect from Debo. Mike Evans is a vet, and I'm expecting a lot out of him. But if I'm stribbling, I'm looking around like there's a demand for someone to be dynamic in this offense because of the things that have happened, including injuries, and who better than myself with my 10-inch hands? I mean, Stoney, those are mitts. You got a joke in there?
No.
Kawhi Leonard's got some big mitts, you know?
Sure. Who else has big mitts? Big hands.
Terrell Owens. Big Bud Devers? I can't wait tonight to see him in Boston. Seriously. We might be together.
Well,
concert starts at 8.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say. I'm not very interested in that.
You just said that was must-see 5 minutes ago.
That was on the other show.
Well, there it is.
That was on the other show.
Hey, we got Marcy today or no?
Yeah, I think she's coming in. She's coming in. Then we got Lorenzo Neal at noon.
Lolo.
We can talk some 49ers from last night. Evan brought up something interesting to me about, so everybody hates Adamas right now? Is that what's going on?
That's too strong. I'm down on him. I'm down on him.
My sources are comparing Adamas to Pajemski.
As far as the fan love?
Yes.
What if I told you, and Evan agreed with me, shout out Eve, I think the pod, but you had a great comeback, but you could say it because people didn't hear. I think the pods hate has subsided or kind of dissipated, but you could be like, well, the season's over.
You haven't played in 4 months.
But Adamas
is. He gets 25
mil. I think Adamas is ahead of pods because he was supposed to be more. And I just don't feel like his mannerisms, the laughing, just, I don't know, Stoney. And then what hits me over the head is, why did I get excited and he's never, ever, or am I doing too much, expected too much, been an all-star? But when he came here, I was like, oh, man, flair, pizzazz, power, leader. I think Shasky and I in the risotto piece for strikeouts, I think the thing was supposed to go pitchers. Him and I used the Adamas as strikeouts.
Yeah, it just got me to believe. Just got me to thinking, is it even possible for a player who's not liked by the home crowd, is it even possible for those guys to have any kind of success? Because I kind of don't think it is. I kind of don't think it's possible. Like,
well, Paz has had success, Donnie.
Yes, but it's...
For him.
No, that's my point, but it's not enough for anybody else. I mean... Objectively, you could say, you know what, Pods has been a really good, solid pick for 19.
No doubt.
Well, that's, yeah.
But Adamas.
But then why doesn't anybody like him? Why doesn't anybody like Pajemski? And so that's what I'm getting at is, objectively, even if he's playing pretty well, there's going to be a segment where he's never going to be able to do enough. And those guys always struggle. I go back to Mike Dunleavy as a player. He never had success here as a player because, part of it was
underachieved
him, but part of it was the fans. They never got off him.
Wow.
They never got off him, and eventually he had to be traded. Guys cannot play home games in front of hostile crowds and have success over a period of time. It just can't happen.
So you think he's in the vortex of Adamas right now?
I don't know. I was just surprised to hear Evan, talk about him as
I think he's the most unpopular right now. Like, I think he surpassed Pods.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I'm trying to think of some players here in the Bay who, you know, weren't liked, and none of them had success. You know, I'm just, what about Joe Barry Carroll?
And when you look at his numbers, I'm like, why was I mad at him?
Hated him. Guys hated fans.
But Stoddy, he was the there was not a lot of emotion. Not a lot of emotion from Joe Barry Carroll. Maybe, and people maybe used that against him.
Yeah, and people used too much emotion against Pods and too much smiling against Adamas. And Dunleavy got hit because he didn't show any emotion. And, you know, what about A.J. Pierzynski? Wasn't he a guy who was hated around here? He wasn't here for very long. I'm just saying, you know.
It's a bad omen.
And if Adamas is in that situation right now, there's no hope for him. There's no hope for him.
But Stoddy, you come back next year and you're an all-star.
He hit 30 homers last year. Like, he hit 30 last year.
Okay, but what if you if he comes back and hits 30 or 25 and the glove work is different?
Well, it's not going to be good. See, that's what I'm saying.
But see, I don't think you could say that.
It's never going to be good enough. That's what I'm saying. Once a fan base sours on a guy, you cannot come back. You can't come back. Name me a player where a fan base has really been down on a guy. And he was able to turn it around for that fan base.
But, I'm being real. Just before the punch?
Name me a guy.
Could I name Jordan Poole? Before the punch.
What about it?
When he went to and worked in the G League and came back.
But Jordan Poole was never hated. When he came into the league and he wasn't good enough, I don't think he was hated at that point. Because he was also like the 27th pick. So it wasn't like he was picked third like Dunleavy. So, you know, Poole came in and he struggled, and everyone's like, oh, he's not that good. They might have made a bad pick. But that's different than the way people feel about Pods, or the way people apparently feel about Adamas, or the way, you know, the fan base felt about, like, even an owner, like Chris Cohan. Like, once Chris Cohan hit a certain point with the fans, it was over.
Well, let me ask you this.
We believe or not, he was done.
Let me ask you this. It's 1 year. Do you get that feeling for Vitello? Like, can he turn it around?
I do not believe Vitello is disliked. I believe Vitello is being questioned. I believe people think Vitello's not the right man for the job. But name me one thing that Vitello's done.
Yeah, because I always say I like him. I'm rooting for him.
Exactly. So, no, I don't think Vitello's disliked, or certainly not hated. But all I'm saying is, I think once you get you know, once you get that rep within your own city,
it's over.
I mean, how does it end well? Like, how does it end well? I just wrote a bunch of Adamas, Pierzynski, Dunleavy, Joe Barry Carroll, Jamarcus Russell, Armando Benitez, Pierzynski, Chris Cohan. Like, once it was over for him, I just kind of feel like it was over for those guys. Like, then there was nothing they were going to do.
Where would you put Bosa on that list? Or is that starting? Like, is this a big year, or he ain't there, Goo?
I wouldn't put him there yet.
All right.
Now, if he gets hurt, or he doesn't have a good year, then I guess we'll be talking about it. But no, I also think some guys like Bosa, you got to give him the benefit of the doubt because they've been banged up a little bit.
What about Steve Young? I think he was hated on because of who he replaced, and then he turned people into loving him, right?
I didn't hate Steve Young.
Okay.
But I didn't have the history here that other fans had when he started to emerge. I'd just gotten here in 1990. I wasn't aware of the Steve Young hate at the time because I just kind of got here, and I don't even know when the switch was made from Montana to Steve Young. Probably, 93, 94?
Yeah. People were mad, you know? 94. It could have been Matt Steinmetz replacing Joe Montana.
Well, were they mad at Steve Young, or were they mad that they traded Joe Montana?
Both, and I think they took it out on Steve, but he turned it into love. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll talk some 49ers today for sure. We'll get Marcy Weiser in here on the other side. Lorenzo Neal's coming up at noon today. And don't forget also, we got Valkyries against the Chicago Sky. That's today at 4:30. So you can listen to it right here on the Odyssey app. Just search Valkyries to hear every game. That segment was brought to you by Ceremony Ford.
I think Mr. Buck needs some more love.
The Warriors will be a boneyard.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands and Lathrop? It's a Friday and it's 10:30. That means we welcome in Marcy Weiser from Live 105.
Our sister. Hey.
Yeah. How you doing?
Good. Good.
How you guys doing?
I know, huh? I feel like I was just saying, I feel like a marshmallow today.
I'm wearing
a big puffy coat. It's cold in the studio.
You get cold a lot.
I do.
Yeah.
I do get cold.
Yeah, you do.
And then you can't really touch anything. The thermostat.
You might be anemic because they say you get cold quick.
Really?
Yeah. Check your blood.
I should check that out.
So let me ask you this. So the 49ers had an exhibition game last night. And their season's going to start in about 2 weeks. You big football fan? Like, do you ever sit around on a Sunday and watch
football? I do. I love the energy. My daughter loves it.
Really?
Presley's playing flag football.
I love that name.
Yeah.
Presley.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they have like a full-fledged team and a league and standings.
It's cool. It's cool how many schools are doing that now.
Wow. Yeah, my alma mater, James Logan in Union City, they got a league.
Yeah.
Girls flag football.
Well, to see, and she's good.
What position?
I think she's going to play wide.
Look at
It's still early. But
Scribbling. That's the new That's rookie, the 49ers wide receiver.
Rookie wide receiver who everybody thinks
is
going to be
on
really.
Is he going to be good?
Go ahead, Steinie.
No, you go.
Well, Steinie he didn't make it, and you and I broke bread.
Yep.
And we bonded.
Yeah,
and
you missed
Snoop
out,
Dogg came up. I won't tell the story. You shared your Snoop Dogg story, but I'm going to see him tonight.
You are
He's
not.
In San Jose.
Okay, you know how much I love Snoop.
Yeah,
and I have
do.
To tell you,
they know.
Okay, you don't know the story.
Okay. Here we go.
I had a dream. I had a dream back in
Martin Luther King.
1997.
Okay.
It was the most random dream. I have no idea where it came from. I had a dream I was walking on the beach,
okay,
hand in hand with Snoop Dogg. We were gazing in each other's eyes, and I was so in love with him. And I woke up, and I still had those. I've always had those feelings for Snoop since.
Wow. Have you ever met him? This is the best part.
I've never met him, and they were trying to, because I worked with Power in Los Angeles, they were trying to get him in so I could tell the story, and it didn't happen.
Could you imagine how she told Snoop the dream?
I got to tell him. I will. I'm on a mission, and I will tell him.
And that was young Snoop. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know where it came from.
Dreams are amazing.
Dreams are wild.
I think Freud would have a field day with that.
Yeah, I mean, I was putting all that love. It wasn't a sexual dream. Yeah. It was pure love. Yeah. Like it was.
Calvin Broaddus.
It was awesome.
Who?
That's his name. Calvin Broaddus. That's Snoop Dogg's real name.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Where is he? Where is he tonight?
SAP Center.
Oh, SAP.
M Too Short and E-40.
I did not
Mount Westmore.
That.
Yeah.
So you're heading out there.
Yeah. Well,
good seats.
Section 220 something.
No. So no.
Oh boy. Are we seat snobs? I think we are.
I am.
But my boy hooked us up, so I didn't have to pay for him.
Well, and you shouldn't have to when you're that high up there.
Well, you know, I don't
you think you'll be higher than we were for that Warrior game?
No, I took him to a game.
Yeah.
We got after it after work, so that helped where our seats were.
Yeah.
We were where the pigeons were at Chase. I didn't know you could go that high. And one fan goes, and he was bothered. Why are you guys so high? You're on the right. And Steinie, I was like, he'll never let me live this down. But Marcy, he never brought it back up.
But did you guys have a great time? That's the important thing.
We didn't stay to the end. Yeah.
We left at halftime.
We had a driver that night.
I started getting vertigo.
Uh-oh.
Up where I was sitting.
Oh, man.
Hey, you know what I do want to ask you about is you were telling me you're doing a podcast today. And you're excited about who your guest is. And when you told me, I didn't know his name, but then I was familiar with his work. So go ahead and plug your podcast.
Yeah, I'm catching up with Danny Elfman today. Oingo Boingo. Pretty much every TV show you see, every movie you put on, he is a composer. He's the frontman of Oingo Boingo, but he is...
What is Oingo Boingo?
He is a mad scientist in music. Oingo Boingo is a band.
Musician, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I think bigger on the West Coast than East Coast. Type of new wave band, but I love the band and I love Danny Elfman. Nightmare Before Christmas, that's him. Jack's he plays the character of Jack Skellington.
Well, I thought Timothy Burton was in on that movie.
He does all the movies with Burton.
Oh, okay. And you said he did something with The Simpsons?
Yeah, he did the theme song. I am a ridiculously huge fan of Danny Elfman. So
will this take place
up.
In your, like, where do you do the pod?
Yeah, I do it from home.
Oh, okay,
I do it
gotcha.
From home, but I'll post it.
All right, I got
I'll
you.
Post it. It's, right. it'll
I'll
be
follow you on
cool,
IG.
Cool chat, he yeah, did, yeah.
Well, now I'm intrigued. He did Weird Science?
Yes.
Drank it.
Beetlejuice?
I got a soft movies. Spot for that movie.
That's the greatest.
Weird Science.
Chet, yeah.
funny.
The brother Chet?
Yeah, brother Chet.
Bad guy.
Anthony wow. Michael Hall. He was great.
Yes.
Kelly LeBrock.
Oh.
Remember her?
Yeah, I do remember. Yeah.
Who doesn't remember her?
I think she married John Travolta at once. Or they were dating.
That was...
No.
No, you're thinking
Steven
of...
Steven Seagal.
No.
I know you're thinking of... She passed away, right?
Yeah.
Doggett. Can't think of her name.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
Beetlejuice. He composed Batman.
Yeah.
Edward Scissorhands. I mean, he is just in there.
Yeah, Kelly LeBrock was married to Steven Seagal at one point.
Oh, okay.
So.
And the young lady we're talking about, it's,
yeah, who,
yeah, she was married to Travolta. What's her name?
What is her name?
Kelly McGinnis?
No.
Robin.
She
Robin
played in Top Gun
Shue,
with Tom
Elizabeth
Cruise.
Shue. Robin Wright?
She was in Jerry Maguire, and I cannot think of her name.
I said Top Gun, but yeah, you might
not
be
not Kelly
right.
McGillis.
That's who I'm talking about.
No.
Kelly Preston.
Kelly Preston.
Kelly Preston.
That's it.
Kelly
that's
Preston.
It. That's
thank
it.
You,
Niner.
Evan. I know Kelly McGillis was in a movie called Witness.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, with Harrison Ford.
That's a great
right.
movie.
Yeah.
That takes place in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Okay, that I did
Amish
not know.
Amish country. That's where I went to college.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of Amish country.
Gotcha.
Do you know that they
Amish.
Had buggy? Well, I don't know why you're laughing.
Because you said Amish. I had another weird dream. Do you want to hear?
Yes.
I was running up a hill with a guy who was Amish, and his name was, I still remember the name in my dream. It was Brett Diana. And
wow.
I had that dream 15 years ago, and
yeah.
I still...
How would you
that's
compare the emotions
I have weird
of being
dreams.
With Brett Diana as opposed to being
I don't
with
know.
Snoop Dogg?
They were both pretty close.
Do you remember gazing into Brett's eyes?
Yeah. Yeah, I was in love with him,
hands
too.
With
yeah,
Brett.
Yeah.
Wow,
running
Marcy.
Up this green grassy hill like The Sound of Music.
Do you know that in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, you can be driving in a car and you'll just get behind a horse and buggy and that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
To this day?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow.
It's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
And the Amish are very
no
communal
gas for
people.
Them. Yeah.
Great, great, great group of people, the Amish. I'm serious.
Brett, especially Brett Diana. I mean, he was, whew, yeah.
I love it.
Remember
not over
that?
Ethan Hawke. Ethan Hawke is behind
yeah,
him.
Yeah,
huh?
Well, I haven't had the dream about Ethan.
Yeah.
So.
I think there's a lot to dissect there. With those,
yeah, maybe
with
therapy.
Those dreams.
No, I wish if I had it to do over again, where would I start? Like, where could I take a class on dreams and what they mean?
Yeah, I know. You can Google stuff.
Mm.
I know there's a lot of, you know, like dream encyclopedias.
Hey, I didn't ask you yet. What do you guys got going this weekend?
Concert for me today, and I'll probably just watch sports rest of the week. Like, how
sounds
sad is that? You're looking at me like
no,
that's all.
Good. Sounds nice. You gotta lay low.
And I got a basketball game Sunday night.
Nice. All right. That's cool.
She doesn't know what the sniff means.
That's like I'm bragging that I'm 56 and still playing with youngsters. Yeah.
Can you do me a favor, Marsh? Just don't laugh at that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like,
He's gonna come in. He's gonna come in Monday with a leg brace. That's
I think he's rooting for that. The day that it goes all
I don't
bad.
Have to root for it. It's going to happen, unfortunately.
But
what
why do you smile?
Because I've seen it happen a million times, and I've given you fair warning the last 3 or 4 years that it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time.
I hope not.
Is that net? Wow, Marvin, like, what do you make of that?
I don't know. You're
going to get in a car accident, Daryl.
Oh, geez.
No,
yeah,
not necessarily. See, you can control that by taking public transportation or not taking a car. But if you continue to push the envelope by trying to play basketball at your age, you will eventually get hurt. I take no glee.
Wow.
There's no malice
what do you
either.
Think, Marzi?
Does it feel challenging for you when you're on the court?
No, but it's scary because now I'm thinking about what he's
right.
saying.
Don't put that in his head.
Knees can pop just me running up
exactly.
and down.
You can't put that in
it's
his
exactly
head.
Right.
He's just like, yeah.
Knees can pop.
Well, they can, but I certainly hope it doesn't.
Soccer for you this weekend?
Yeah, soccer. Got a soccer party. I'm doing Noah Kahn tonight at Oracle.
What is
Noah
that?
Noah Kahn. Go yeah. ahead, Evan. Ken's
I'll be
eyes
there too.
Lit up.
Go ahead, Ken. Kenny gets out, baby.
Kenny, come on.
You go. I said I'll be there too.
Oh, okay. Nice. We go to the same shows.
Yeah, Kenny gets out.
Give me Kenny and I.
Quick description.
He's like folk, country, sort of.
Alternative. Okay. Also, yeah. He's a great crossover. Heavy crossover.
Yeah. All right. Well, have a great time this weekend. Have a great time tonight. And
if I see Snoop, I'll tell him.
Please tell him. Please tell him. But he needs to come to the studio.
There we go.
And we need to have that moment on the air.
I'm going
to
make it happen.
I know. Got it.
All right. That segment was brought to you by the California Law of Traffic and Safety.
My mom,
my papa,
my daddy.
Where's your cow change?
On the freeway,
right next to speeding cars.
Please be careful.
Be alert.
Be work zone alert.
Brought to you by
the kids of Caltrans.
Hey, something big is coming on September 2nd. DraftKings game day arrives with massive deals, exclusive deals, and an all-day celebration built for sports fans. The countdown has begun. All roads lead to game day. The DraftKings Sports app is now live in all 50 states. That means California, from Texas to Florida. Every fan is in on the excitement. One app, every sport, all 50 states. DraftKings game day is yours. So remember the date, September 2nd. DraftKings game day is the kickoff of a new season, a new era, and the biggest day in sports history. So get pumped and get ready to celebrate. New DraftKings customers sign up with code 957THEGAME. Spend $5 to get 150 in rewards within 14 days. That's code 957THEGAME. In partnership with DraftKings, the crown is yours. Event trading offered by DraftKings Predictions, a CFTC-registered introducing broker. Trading involves risk of loss. Market availability varies. Eligibility restrictions apply. $50 every 7 days via click to claim issued in non-withdrawable predictions dollars that expire in 1 year. Ends August 23rd. Terms, dkng.co/predictionspromo. Nationwide based on sportsbook, predictions, and free-to-play sports contest availability. Varies by state.
Need to get something off your chest?
I'm gonna call you crazy.